Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A new book about the royal family has been taken off shelves in the Netherlands after reports that it names people who allegedly expressed concerns about what skin colour Harry and Meghan's son Archie would have. Now, the publishers of the Dutch translation of Endgame by the journalist Omid Scobie have put sales of the books on hold temporarily over what it called an error. Well, I'm joined by associate editor with Royal Central, Lydia Starbuck. Lydia, thank you for joining us this morning. So this concerns, as I said, the Dutch edition of this book called Endgame, which was published yesterday. And we know that Harry and Meghan had previously refused to name any individuals in this, in and around this issue publicly. So how did we come to find out about this mistake?
Well, yesterday afternoon, the US publishers asked for the Dutch version of Endgame to be taken out of shops because there is a concern about one paragraph. Now, this is a really, really long book. It's about six or seven lines in the book, which appears to name a person associated with these comments that they first flagged in the Oprah interview back in 2021. Around the same time, a number of reputable Dutch journalists began sharing photographs of that page, of that paragraph, on social media. One of them did a video showing the book with the paragraph in it. So it suddenly hopped into the public domain on social media. Since then, the book has been withdrawn from Dutch shops, although this morning's social media rabbit hole is people going around to Dutch bookshops, finding copies of the book still on sale. But the publisher has asked for it to be taken off sale while it is fact-checked, altered, and the version that's meant to be in the shops goes out. Mm-hmm.
It's puzzling because the explanation is that this was an error in translation, but if it wasn't in the original, you'd wonder how it could be in the translated event. And the author, Omid Scobie, he says he doesn't know anything about this. He had nothing to do with the translation process.
Yes, he went on Dutch TV last night. He spoke to a Dutch TV show called RTL Boulevard to say that there has never been a name in any version of the book that he has produced. He said he can't speak Dutch. He hasn't seen a copy for himself. So if there's been a translation error, he believes the publisher will have it under control. Looking at the paragraph in question, in the Dutch version, it's quite clear that the name is separate from anything else going on around the text. However, I don't speak Dutch, and so people are relying on translations of what this text might mean. But it does appear that some people have highlighted that this seems to be an extra line in the Dutch text that doesn't seem to appear in any other versions that are out there at the moment. But Omid Scobie said he's never put a name in there. And so if this has gone in, it's a translation error.
It's very mysterious. In general terms, the book is very critical of the royal family, as we might expect. Is there anything new in there, or what do you think, or how do you think the royal family might feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about this book, it's been flagged for a long, long time now. I mean, this is the year of the coronation of King Charles III, and all through 2023, we've known this book is coming out. So expectation around it has been quite high, and it hasn't lived up to that expectation. There doesn't seem to be anything hugely new in it. A lot of it seems to be a rehash of stuff that people have spoken about before. And so I think maybe the kind of the expectation has led to this idea that we're going to get all of these new details, and there's not really anything there that people haven't heard before. I mean, we all know that King Charles had his toothpaste squeezed onto a toothbrush for him. There's nothing big in there.
And the author has said that he didn't interview Harry and Meghan. He doesn't know her. I think he said he doesn't know if he really likes her or not, but there clearly are connections there. So how does this work?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the million-dollar question around this book and about previous books that Omid Scobie has written. He says categorically, every time he's asked, I'm not friends with the Sussexes. I don't know the Sussexes. The information isn't coming from the Sussexes. I know people who are close to the Sussexes, but I am an independent journalist. I'm an independent author. And Endgame, this book, has been marketed as his interpretation, as a royal writer, of the future of the monarchy. The monarchy has gone through a massive transition in the last 15 months. We've gone from the reign of Queen Elizabeth II, who was in charge for 70 years, widely hailed as one of the most successful monarchs of modern times, into a brand new reign, the oldest person ever to take the throne. So he's saying, right, I'm looking at the evidence and deciding whether the monarchy can survive. However, a lot of what he seems to be looking at seems to be really tiny, pernickety details that don't really seem to have any relevance to whether the monarchy can survive. So one of the things he focuses on is the Princess of Wales wasn't overly keen on going on Blue Peter a few years ago, but in the end, she went on Blue Peter. And you're kind of thinking, well, does the answer to the question of whether the monarchy survives really rest on whether Kate wanted to do Blue Peter, but she did Blue Peter in the end? There seems to be a lot of kind of big questions being answered with really weird little details.
Lydia, thank you so much. Lydia Starbuck there, Associate Editor with Royal Essential. Now, caves for hydrogen storage built a mile underground. Will they provide part of the energy solution, or do they represent environmental vandalism? We'll find out next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.